Simon Tzadikes Sif Hey. Im Yadua Kamhu Iser. If you know the volume of the Iser that has been sucked into a spoon. Kagoin Kaf Chadosha, for instance, there was no previous Belios in this spoon. Oish Einabas Yaima, or 24 hours have transpired since the last time the spoon was used. Shenirba, that you used it to stir a pot. Ubala Kazayas Cholov, that pot had milk in it. And a Kazayas of Cholov, of milk, got into the spoon. How do you know a Kazayas of milk got into the spoon? Ramosha Feinstein explains that you had, let's say, 60 kazesim of cholov in the pot, and after stirring, there's only 59 kazesim. So you can assume that one kazayas went into the spoon. Then subsequently, within 24 hours, you take this spoon and mix a pot of flesh. Ain't sarach ala samach levatal hakazayis shabala. You don't need more than 60 to mevatel the kazayis of cholov that was imbibed inside the spoon. Why? Because we assume that the kazayis went out of the calf and was bottled in the meat. V'loy amrinan, says the Rama, gabe kli, we don't say by a kli chaticha nasis nevela, that the spoon itself becomes nevela. Afilim nia roi boy iser, even if you use it to stir up Isser, meaning that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rajbah. The Rajbah says that within the confines of a Keli, you can create Basar B'cholov. Meaning, had there not been Shishim in the meat to Mavato, the milk, then you would have milk and meat within the Keli, in a proportion less than 1 in 60, and they would become basar b'cholov. What the Rama is saying is that the wood or the metal of the kli does not become nevela, and you only need 120 kazesim connected the kazayis of basar and the kazayis of cholov that became basar b'cholov. However, if the whole spoon holds 5 kazesim, you would not need 300 kazesim because the body of the spoon does not become basar b'cholov. What's interesting about this Rama is he's coming to explain the Shulchan Aruch. We know from Sif Simen Tzadik Beis that the Shulchan Aruch already postulated in Sif Dalet that we don't say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. We don't say that if you have one kazayis kosher fat and it touches a hot piece of kosher meat, we don't say that now you have two kazayisim of iser, chaticha nas nevela, and you'd need 120 kazesim of soup to mevatel the iser. But we say that the iser kazayis of chaylev becomes dispersed through the second piece, but still you're only left with one kazayis of chaylev treifa. And you'd only need 60 kazesim of soup to mevatel. So now the Rama is saying, we don't say chaticha nas nevela on the spoon. Now, why would we say chaticha nas nevela on the spoon according to the Shulchan Aruch? Chaticha nas nevela, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is only when milk and meat mix And that synergy creates an Isser that's a combination of both, and you'll have two kazesim of Isser. But any other time that Isser and Heter meet, or Heter and Heter meet, there can't be any more volume than the Heter part and the Isser part. So if you have a kazais of basar, of Isser, going into a spoon, what would the Havamina be that the five kazaisim of the spoon would become Osir because of Chtich and Asin Avela? So the Badei HaShulchan entertains the possibility. It's talking about that he mixed a pot of basar b'cholov with the spoon. So now you have basar b'cholov, and maybe that would make the spoon a chtich nas nevela, because we do say chtich nas nevela basar b'cholov. However, the Badei HaShulchan asks on himself that that's not mistaber, because in this case, why would the basar b'cholov be different than non-kosher fat as it reacts with the spoon? The spoon is total heter. The basar b'cholov is iser, but there's no synergy of basar b'cholov created when the basar b'cholov interacts with the body of the spoon. There we would say that it's no different than other isurim, and we would not say chetich anas nevela. So what's the chiddush of the Ramah? The Badei HaShulchan marshals a shach in Siman Tzadik Dalet to answer that question, where the shach says, "Kol abo mi basar b'cholov ke basar b'cholov dainin lei v'amrinim bechetich anas nevela af l'shitas hamachaber." That if it comes out of basar b'cholov, we would say chetich anas nevela. So there is a difference, and we could explore, but not at this time, the svara between basar b'cholov interacting with the body of the spoon and other isurim interacting with the body of the spoon. However, even if we could find a rationale for that, it doesn't exactly fit into the language of the Ramah that says imniya raboy iser and doesn't specify that that iser has to be basar b'cholov. Since the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rashba, that we do say basar b'cholov, with basar b'cholov, that chetich anas nevela inside the body of the spoon, we continue avol kaf yishana, if you have a used spoon, ubas yayma, and it's being used again. Let's say it was used for meat, and now it's being used again to mix milk, misharim b'kula. We assume that the meat blia filled the whole five kazesim of the body of the spoon, and now there's milk mixing with that meat. So the whole body of the spoon is filled with basar b'cholov, and basar b'cholov can be created within the spoon also, that chetich anas nevela effect. The Ramah adds, the chol mashibola nas iser, everything that was imbibed, meaning the subsequent milk that's imbibed in this fleshing spoon, becomes basar b'cholov, lo yadin kama bala, and we don't know, and we have to assume that the whole spoon was full with basar, and now, with cholov, and now that whole cholov became basar b'cholov. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh v'shoimer, there's some that say, shagam bazu ein tzorech, elo samach havatal hakazayish ebala. There are others that say, meaning the Ramban, who argues on the Rashba, and says that we don't create basar b'cholov within the confines of a spoon. And we'll talk about the svar in a second. And therefore, let's say again, you had milk inside the spoon, and now you mix it with a meat pot. So basically, you assume that you have your four or so kazaisim of milk, and you have one kazais of meat. They don't become basar b'cholov. So basically, you have to have 240 kazaisim of basar to mevatel the four kazaisim of cholov. But rules the Ramah, Vasvar Rishayna Iker. We paskin like the Ramah, like the Rajba, that Basar B'cholov can be created B'doifne Akli. The question is Bar L'El, as we said in Tzadik Beis earlier, Gabi Kipas Chol Shenof Lalak Deira. When you have a spritz of milk falling on the sides of a kedera. The Ramah brings a different shita. V'yesha einu mechalkim ben kaf yoshan l'chodesh, that the chilek is not between whether it had previous b'liyas, or this is the first b'liya, or this is the first b'liya after 24 hours, but their chilek is rak ben kli cheres l'shar kelim, between earthenware vessels and other vessels. The Imrim, and these Mandamrim say that the Bechli Cheres, the Efshar Lahafrid, that when you're talking about earthenware, that as the Gemara says, Ein Yaitzim Yidei Dof Yavlaylam, it'll never totally emerge from the body of the Keli, even Al Yidei Hagala, even through cooking it up in hot water, Amrinan HaKli, Nasa Nevela. So then the Kli becomes a Nevela, and therefore, even though you have one kezias of meat, that's not kosher. Within the walls of the Kedera, if the Kedera has 30 kezasim of wall space, the whole 30 kezasim needs 1,800 kezasim to mevatel the Yisr. Avaloi b'shar kelim, but not by earthenware, by metal or by wooden kelim, because metal and wooden kelim emit the tam through purging. Says the Ramah, v'toiv lochosh l'chumra, you should be machmir in an earthen vessel that even if it's new, and you're putting iser, or you're putting chalav, and then within 24 hours mixing basar, that the whole keli, its whole volume, becomes usar, even though you know there's only, for instance, 2 kezasim in there, and the volume of the spoon or the pot is much larger. So you need shishim connected to the volume of the utensil. How do we paskin? So for that we look to the Shach, and the Shach says that we should follow the Ramah, both that in that we paskin like the Rajba, that there is chatichanas nevela within the kli, and even with the kli chadash, that there's chatichanas nevela when it's a kli cheres. The Prima Gadim, though, says that we don't have to be machmer like the Ramah, b'shari surim. Only we're machmer in a kli cheres with basar b'cholov. That the whole cheres, even though it's new, is more usser than the volume of the iser through chatichanas nevela. However, the Shach and the Gra themselves really hold not like the Achra of the Ramah, which is in favor of the Rajbah, but they really hold like the Ramban, that it's questionable whether Chetichanas Nevela can be created within the body of the utensil. And therefore, even by Basar B'cholov, they would say you only need the volume of the Basar to be Nizbatal and the Cholov, or the volume of the Cholov to be Nizbatal and the Basar. But since the Ramah is adamant that the halacha is like the Rajba, the Shach says that you should only be makel behefsed meruba by basar b'cholov, and by shari surim, since anyhow the Shulchan Aruch holds that there is no chetichanas nevela b'shari surim, you only need a hefsed ksas. I would like to explain what the reason of the poskim is that we don't say chatichanas nevela b'toicha kli. The Prima Gadim explains that it's not derech bishul to cook with inside a kli. So even though when Basar B'Cholav mix, there's always an Isser, but here would be an Isser Drabanan. And in Isser Drabanan, we're not Machmir that Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Another explanation the Prima Gadim gives is that since Bashari Surim, we hold that Chaticha Nasa Nevela is only Drabanan, and it's only Gzeira to Basar B'Cholav, so for sure, Bashari Surim, we're not going to say Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Toycha Kli. Because even Bashari Surim, even if you will come to do it in a not B'Toycha Kli, mixing a Chaticha that got Tam Isser with the Chaticha of the Isser, and only Shishim, still, b'di'evit, it would be batal, since we only hold the chumrim and rabbanan, even according to the Ramah, the chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. A third pshat that's advanced by the Chazon Ish is that chaticha nas nevela has to be a chaticha, has to have prominence. And when it's b'dayfnei kli, it's really batal to the kli. It doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmi. One more point, a practical application of the dinim that we learned, is when you kasher equipment in a plant, the pipes themselves have isser in them. And if it's a narrow pipe, so usually there's not enough liquid flowing through the pipe to mevatel the tam that's in the pipe. Now, if you hold that it's only tam isser in the pipe and the pipe is already saturated with water or tam heter, we're talking about the walls of the pipe, so it could be that there'll be shishim in the product flow that goes through the pipe to mevatel the tam isser that comes out of the pipe. However, if you hold that, like the Rama, that chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, and we'd be machmir, that would happen even within the pipe, so pashtus, there would not be enough liquid to mevatel the previous blia of heter, and the Isser that asers the heter with al yidei chaticha nas nevela to permit the pipe for kosher production. So then we have to come on to either a double kashering or b'dieved that by lach balach there's no chaticha nas nevela, or this opinion that there's no chaticha nas nevela b'toycha kli.